Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.2, Navigating the Product Lifecycle. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding Product Management in the Product Management Essentials for Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the key stages of the product lifecycle, including ideation, development, launch, growth, maturity, and decline. Additionally, we will discuss the key activities involved in each of these stages and their significance for product success. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to identify and explain these stages and understand their importance in the product management process. Main content overview of the product life cycle stages. The product life cycle, PLC, describes the journey of a product from its inception to its discontinuation. Each phase in this cycle has distinct characteristics and activities that guide product managers in making informed decisions. Ideation. This is the initial phase where ideas are generated. Brainstorming sessions, market research, and trend analysis are crucial activities during this stage. For example, a fintech company may identify a gap in personal finance management tools by surveying potential customers about their budgeting challenges. This process not only sparks innovative ideas but also helps in understanding the target audience's needs. Development. Once an idea is validated, it enters the development phase. This involves creating a prototype, developing features, and conducting user testing. In our fintech context, this could mean building a minimum viable product, MVP, that incorporates essential features for initial users to test. The development phase is critical as it transforms concepts into tangible products that can be evaluated for functionality and user experience. Launch. After development, the product is launched into the market. This phase requires strategic marketing efforts to create awareness and drive adoption. A successful launch may involve promotional campaigns, webinars, or partnerships with financial advisors to reach the target audience effectively. Proper planning during the launch can significantly impact the product's initial reception and long-term success. Growth. During the growth phase, the product gains traction, attracting more users and generating revenue. Product managers focus on optimizing features based on user feedback. For instance, a budgeting app might incorporate user-requested features like bill reminders to enhance its value proposition. Continuous improvement and adaptation to user needs are essential for sustaining growth. Maturity. In the maturity phase, the product reaches its peak market penetration. Competition may intensify, and sales growth can slow down. Product managers might consider enhancements or new features to retain user interest. For example, a fintech application may introduce investment tracking to attract a broader audience. At this stage, differentiation becomes crucial to maintain market share. Decline. Eventually, every product faces decline due to market saturation or changing consumer preferences. The product manager must decide whether to revitalize the product, discontinue it, or pivot to new opportunities. If a budgeting app sees dwindling engagement, the company might explore new segments, such as integrating savings goals or retirement planning tools. Making timely decisions regarding the product's future can determine its overall viability. Key activities in each stage. Understanding the key activities that align with each phase of the product lifecycle is crucial for successful product management. Here's a breakdown. Ideation. Engage stakeholders, conduct market research, and brainstorm ideas to generate innovative solutions. Development. Create prototypes, conduct user testing, and refine features based on feedback to ensure the product meets user needs. Launch. Execute marketing strategies, monitor initial feedback, and adjust tactics accordingly to maximize product visibility and adoption. Growth. Analyze user data, gather ongoing feedback, and enhance user experience to sustain and accelerate growth. Maturity. Monitor competition, implement retention strategies, and innovate to maintain user interest and market position. Decline. Evaluate performance, explore reinvention opportunities, or consider product retirement to minimize losses. Importance of each stage for product success. Each phase of the product lifecycle is essential to ensure the product's relevance and success in the market. Ideation. Thorough research during this phase can lead to innovative solutions that capture market interest and meet user needs effectively. Development. A well-designed product that meets user needs can build a strong initial user base, which is vital for future growth. Launch. Effective marketing can create buzz and drive early adoption, setting the foundation for future growth and customer loyalty. Growth. Understanding user behavior during this phase helps in refining the product and ensuring customer satisfaction, which is key for long-term success. Maturity. Proactive strategies can maintain market position and profitability even in competitive landscapes, allowing for sustainable revenue. Decline. Timely decisions can minimize losses and redirect resources to more promising opportunities, ensuring the organization remains agile and responsive to market changes. Conclusion. In this lesson, we've explored the various stages of the product lifecycle, from ideation through decline, and discussed the key activities associated with each phase. Understanding these concepts is vital for product management, as they guide decisions that can lead to a product's success or failure. As you move forward, keep these stages in mind as they will help you navigate the complexities of product management effectively. Reflection questions. How can you leverage market research during the ideation phase to ensure your product addresses user needs? What strategies would you implement during the launch phase to maximize product visibility and user adoption? Reflect on a product you use regularly. In which phase of the product lifecycle do you think it currently resides, and why?